You're sure trying hard, John. I have wanted to plant an Aleppo pine tree row across the south side of our property, and everyone keeps telling me, you don't want Aleppo, you want Afghan. I'm like, no, I love the Aleppo look. I love those horse properties on mature irrigated historic areas. You know, you've got some in Glendale, Queen Creek has a lot of them, and there's just something about that row of Aleppo pines, and everyone's plant the Afghan, they're better. And you've got this Aleppo tree pine blight issue that I keep hearing more and more about, that you're trying awful hard to convince me into an Aleppo, or out of an Aleppo into an Afghan.
Well, yeah, the Aleppo pines have a blight, and a blight is simply a recurring symptom for which there is no known pathogen that's causing it. And it's, you know, this Aleppo pine blight seems to cycle through, you know, from time to time. It might not be very prevalent 1 year, but then the following year it is. Back about 10 years ago, we had some serious issues with Aleppo pine blight across the Phoenix area. Devastated a lot of trees. This year is one of those years. We started seeing the symptoms late last fall, right through the winter. And I have several Aleppo pines in my yard that are just got hammered pretty badly. What happens is you start seeing the needles on your Aleppo pines start to turn gray, and then they eventually brown out, and you start losing the needles. And if you start seeing those symptoms on your pine trees, those needles will die. There's no recovering those. They, you know, once you start seeing the browning, the needle has died, and it might affect parts of the trees. Sometimes you'll see it just on the outer tips of the branches, which unfortunately is where the meristems, the candles on the pine trees that produce the new needles are located. So if you start losing the outer ends of the branches, it's a shame, because then the tree has to find ways to reroute new energy reserves to start new growth somewhere below those blighted branch tips. It's unfortunate, as I said, because there's no known pathogen. There's been a lot of research on this. The indications are that it's caused by drought stress, possibly even the fluctuation in our temperatures. Arizona is unique in that we can have 17 degrees and we can have 117 degrees. There's not too many places in the world that have 100-degree temperature swings. This could be very difficult for these trees. The Aleppo pine is from the Mediterranean. The Afghan pine from the Middle East. These are areas that have different types of rainfall patterns. The Aleppo pine is used to, in its native habitat, to have 40-plus inches of rain a year. Here in Arizona, we have 7. We can supplement that annual rainfall here with our irrigation systems, and we need to do it regularly if we want our trees to have the ability to handle some of these stresses. But whatever those causes are, whether it be the drought stress, the fluctuating temperatures, our low humidity too doesn't help either. As I mentioned a little while ago, sometimes it's not just the high temperatures, but it's the wind, the low humidity, the desiccating power of dry winds in the summer can just take a lot of the moisture out of our trees. And if the moisture through evapotranspiration is exceeding the amount of water that's being taken up by the root system of the tree, you get leaf and needle drop. And in this case, with this blight condition, it's devastating. All of a sudden in the winter, these pine trees start losing branches and losing these needles.
And there's something that just can't be made up for. If you're going from, you know, Arizona, where you get 7 inches of rain, toward the Mediterranean, where there's 40 inches of rain, there's something about that rainfall that it does to the trees. I mean, you can irrigate as much as you want, but I mean, just sit back and watch. I've done very good at keeping up with the irrigation on our trees, but just this rain that hit us after 100 days, there's a different type of greenness. You can tell they've all perked up.
Sure.
That's hard to supplement what our true rain soaking does to the tree health.
It is, and it seems to me, by my experience, that it may not be irrigation related, because even trees that are in well irrigated areas aren't immune to this, and they have also shown some of these same types of symptoms. So it looks like it's climatic. It is sometimes the results that we start seeing late in the year really occurred in the summer. So we see the results of it in the winter as these needles start to drop, but it could have been that really wicked hot summer we had this in June. Those record temperatures put extreme stresses on the trees, and maybe they haven't recovered. And then in the winter, when we get these colder temperatures coming, those needles are responding and dropping. What to do about it? First of all, don't overreact and start taking trees down. If your tree has minimal damage, it will drop the needles and simply replace them in time. You'll find that sometimes the twigs and the branches that support the needles are still flexible and green. They just need time to drop. They'll have to go through a cycle of dropping those dead needles, and it'll be a 6 or 8 month period of time because those gray needles will turn brown, but they'll persist on the branches.
And if somebody wanted to contact a certified arborist for additional consultation, itreeservice.com.
itreeservice.com. Give us a call. We'll come out and check it out.